Welcome to the Mainly Plants Podcast with your host and plant-based nutritionist, Ryan Furman.
That's right. I got no feedback on the new intro, or the revised intro, except for one person who doesn't like it, but it's going to take more than one person who doesn't like it to make me change it back to how it was or something new. So, anyway, let's see what's happening this week. Not much. It's a little warmer here. It's getting hot in Arizona. I think it was like, what is it, 90, 91 today. Not ready for it. But on the bright side, I am getting tan because having the new puppy, I'm going on a lot more walks outside during the day. So I am getting more tan and sunlight, which is good for me. However, the bad news is that I'm getting a farmer's tan and I'm going on a cruise the end of June. So I got to get rid of that farmer's tan before that. However, I'd rather not take walks in public with my shirt off. Number one, because I'm not a douchebag. But number two, even if I get over that part of it, I would like to be a little more lean before I start taking my shirt off and walking down the street. But anyway, that's a little more information than y'all need to know. Let's jump right into it. This week, we're talking about the carnivore diet. I have talked about it in the past. I have discussed people's results after being on the carnivore diet, but it's been a while. It's been years. So I do want to kind of go over it again. It's astonishing because it, you know, came about probably, what is it? Probably 5, 10 years ago, 5, 7 years ago, something like that. And it's gained a lot of popularity despite clinical results being negative. Now, when I say that, I mean blood tests primarily, but you know, people do lose weight on it. People do seem to feel better on it, but there's a reason for that. It's an elimination diet. So you're eating one sort of thing, and that one thing is you're eating essentially just meat, poultry, and eggs. You can, you know, toss in some butter there also, but no vegetables. No vegetables, no fruits, no legumes, no nuts, no seeds, nothing like that. You're eating the way that like a lion would eat. And we are not lions. And with any elimination diet, it could be anything. It could be meat like this, or it could be you could eat nothing but potatoes like Penn Jillette did of Penn and Teller. He lost a lot of weight doing it that way. When you do an elimination diet, you are cutting everything out except for one thing. So you're going to feel better because inevitably, with the way that we live our lives, we're probably eating something that our body is maybe a little bit allergic to, or causes some inflammation, or causes some IBS or IBD or whatever it is. I don't know if you can hear Eleanor in the background whining. She didn't get her afternoon walk today because it's just too hot out. But so when you eliminate that stuff, you're going to feel better. And after that, you can slowly start adding in different types of foods slowly but surely to see what your body agrees with and doesn't agree with. But look, I don't want to get into the weeds about elimination diets as a whole, because we're strictly kind of covering carnivore today. I might cover it on a later podcast episode, or you know, you can Google it in the meantime. But when we talk about carnivore diet, you're gonna get nutrient deficiencies, right? Plant-based foods provide a wide array of essential nutrients that are not found in animal products alone. For example, right, fruits and vegetables are rich in stuff like vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin K, and a bunch of minerals like potassium, magnesium, and calcium, along with fiber, right? Fiber is found exclusively in plant foods, and it's crucial for digestive health. It also helps regulate your blood sugar levels and helps lower cholesterol. So when you're eating just meat, when you're eating just the carnivore diet, you're not getting any fiber and you're not getting big levels of key vitamins and minerals that your body needs to function properly. You know, the carnivore diet might be doable short term, but long term, you're doing your body a lot of damage. Short term, you're still doing damage, but it's damage that you can recover from if it's a quick thing. If you're going to be on the carnivore diet for a long time, we're talking about, you know, weeks, months, years, you're going to have long term health effects, and those things fall on the lines of things like heart disease. Right, you're going to get an increased risk of heart disease because the carnivore diet is rich, it's high in saturated fats and cholesterol. Those things are found primarily in red meat, but also processed meat and high-fat dairy products, which some people do consume on the carnivore diet. And they've been consistently linked to an increased risk of heart disease and stroke. Saturated fats do raise your LDL, which is your bad cholesterol, your low-density I can't even remember that the L, I'm having a brain fart, but the bad cholesterol, right? Which is going to contribute to the development of atherosclerosis and cardiovascular disease, heart disease, which is the number one killer, at least in this country. You're also going to have some severe digestive issues, right? Like I mentioned before, fiber. Fiber plays a crucial role in maintaining digestive health. Because it promotes regular bowel movements and it prevents constipation and it supports the growth of beneficial gut bacteria, your gut biome. Everything starts in the gut. And without that adequate intake of fiber from plant-based foods, you're going to experience severe digestive discomfort, to say the least. You're going to have irregularity and you're going to have a big, big increase in the risk of disorders like diverticulosis and colon cancer and colorectal cancer. We are designed to be herbivores. Our teeth, the whole part of our digestive tract from mouth to butt is designed for plants. From our teeth to our intestines, right? Our teeth are flat. We do not have canines. They're called canines, but if you want to compare your teeth to a true carnivore like a lion, you're going to see a difference. If you want to do an at-home test, buy a steak, cover it in a piece of leather, and try and bite through it with your teeth. It's not going to happen. Our intestines are long compared to our bodies. Herbivores have long intestines because you are sucking out every little nutrient from what you're eating. It takes a lot longer for the vegetables to go through because it's a long digestive tract. In true carnivores, they have a very short digestive tract, and it's because the body does not want the meat or whatever, you know, whatever part of the animal to putrefy inside of it, because that's when you get diseases. That's when these things crop up. So you don't, you know, if you're eating just a carnivore diet with our digestive system, you're having everything putrefy inside of you. It's not going through you as fast as it needs to. The consumption of red and processed meats has been classified by the World Health Organization, WHO, as a probable cause of cancer, okay? Processed meats like bacon and sausage and especially deli meats, they contain compounds, which are nitrates and nitrites, which can form carcinogenic compounds in the body. Now think, if you're consuming this stuff and they contain carcinogens and it's taking a long time to get through your body is absorbing all of that. It's taking every little last bit of that out of you, and it's going into the body. And by that I mean the cancer-causing compounds. The iron that's found in red meat can also promote the formation of compounds in the digestive tract, which are harmful, which increase the risk of colorectal cancer because it's sitting in there. You know, even if we had a short digestive tract. I can't fucking talk today. There's still that risk, but because we have a long digestive tract, I really want to hammer this home. And you're letting this stuff putrefy in there. Your body is pulling out all that bullshit that is terrible for you, and it's getting absorbed into your body. Not to mention the strain on your kidneys, right? The high protein intake from animal-based proteins will increase the workload on your kidneys. And as a result, it's going to worsen kidney function, especially in people who have pre-existing kidney conditions, right? Animal protein metabolism produces nitrogenous waste products. I haven't had enough coffee today. Nitrogenous waste products, such as urea and uric acid, which needs to be filtered out and excreted by the kidneys. And over time, that excessive protein intake can contribute to kidney damage, and it may also accelerate the progression of kidney disease and kidney-related issues like kidney cancer, endothelial cancer. There's also, you know, beyond the body, there's also the environmental impact, right? Animal agriculture is a significant contributor to environmental degradation, including deforestation, right? If you'd be shocked at how much they're clear-cutting the Amazon. The Amazon is the Earth's lungs. Filters out a ton of our air, and we're clear-cutting the shit out of it to make room for cattle grazing. The United States gets a lot of its beef from that region. But also things like water pollution and greenhouse gas emissions, right? Raising livestock requires large amounts of land, water, food, all that stuff, and which contributes to, you know, this habitat destruction and water scarcity and issues with our climate. Now, I'm not going to say it's causing the climate change. It definitely doesn't help it, right? And by contrast, a plant-based diet has a lower environmental footprint, requiring much fewer resources and producing much fewer greenhouse gas emissions. You know, whether you believe in climate change or not, or man's impact on climate change, there's no denying that plants do not, or plant agriculture does not have nearly the same impact as animal agriculture. Right? The environmental impact of animal agriculture combined with concerns about things like animal welfare, which is very important to me, also things like antibiotic resistance and just, you know, general global food security, really raises questions about the long-term sustainability of a carnivore diet, right? If everybody ate carnivore, the Earth would be fucked into submission. It would kill it. And we don't have anywhere else to go as of yet. And as the global population continues to grow, there is this increasing pressure to adopt a more sustainable and resource-efficient lifestyle, including dietary patterns, such as a plant-based diet. So, look, it goes beyond your body, right? His name was Dr. Sean Baker. He is a big proponent of the carnivore diet. You can find a YouTube where I talked about this before, but for new listeners or people who have forgotten, if you type in Dr. Sean Baker, I think it's Shawn Baker on YouTube, you can find him going over his blood tests after being on the carnivore diet. And his blood tests are horrendous, but he refuses to concede and he spins it to why his bad blood tests are actually good. Or they don't count because X, Y, and Z. It's nonsense. If you're not going to take your blood test seriously, then why get them? You know, he originally, it's my assumption, that he was thinking he was going to take, because he felt okay, he was going to get his blood drawn, everything was going to be fine, everything was going to show that he's healthy. And it didn't work out that way, so he had to spin it somehow. But if you look at the guy looks like the Crypt Keeper. His skin's all gray, texturized looking. It doesn't look healthy. Now you compare that with somebody like me, who I'll be 40 next month, and everybody thinks that I'm in my early 30s. You know, if I didn't have some gray hairs in my beard, the old salt and pepper, it might be even be younger. I don't even think I have any wrinkles, really. And I'd attribute it, you know, just in general to a healthy lifestyle, you know, exercise as well, but in no small part, my plant-based diet, my whole food plant-based diet. So if you're thinking about the carnivore diet, I would really think again. It's not natural for humans to eat like that. You know, if we were actually carnivores, or even omnivores, you know, you put a kid in a room with a bunny and a piece of broccoli, you know, it might not eat the broccoli, but it's definitely not going to kill the bunny unless it's a sociopath. But you know, we're not designed like that. From head to toe, no part of our system, our neurological or our digestive, is made to be carnivores, even omnivores. We're not intended to be. And I'm probably going to catch a little bit of flack from that, but yeah, our ancestors ate a little bit of animal products, but a staggeringly larger amount of plants. And if that's what you decide to do, be my guest, go for it. I feel great being plant. Here's the thing. You, I'm sure, have seen people post on social media about how they were vegan and they didn't feel well or this, that, and the other, and they went back to being omnivorous or the carnivore diet, and they feel 10 times better. Not one of those people or people that I've talked to who've done the same thing ate a proper plant-based diet. You can't live off of just fruit all day, every day. You can't live off of just broccoli all day, every day. You have to get the right mixture of stuff. A mixture of vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, legumes, beans, grains, all that stuff. You don't limit yourself to one thing. It's not healthy in any facet, no matter what your diet. I have been plant-based this is my 13th year. It'll be 13 years this November. I have no health issues. It's perfectly doable. There's this douchebag who goes to my gym, who I talk to here and there because I think he just goes to the gym just to socialize. I won't get into all of his annoyances, but he found out that I was vegan and he gave me an odd look and said, "Man, if I was vegan, I wouldn't be over 100 pounds." Okay, look, I'm bigger than him. I'm more muscular than him. I'm in better health than him. He takes testosterone and HGH, which, look, there's nothing wrong with, but don't attribute your fitness successes to your diet or say that you couldn't have fitness successes to a plant-based diet when you are going above and beyond to synthetically replace certain things. Now, maybe he needs it in certain areas. Like I said, HGH can be very beneficial. TRT, testosterone replacement, can be very beneficial. But I don't do testosterone replacement. I don't do HGH. And I'm more muscular than he is. And I'm plant-based. It's just ignorance, right? When people say, "Oh, I could never do that. Oh, I can never sustain this life. I can never sustain my muscle mass being plant-based." You absolutely could. You could do it on tofu alone, right? Get your protein from tofu alone. Tofu has it's a complete protein. It has every single amino acid needed. It's insane. It's insanity. And I think that people do the carnivore diet because they don't want to, they want to stick to what's comfortable, right? They've been eating meat for their entire lives. They can't imagine not eating meat. So they just go all in on that. But look, it's not only is it doable, it's a very sustainable lifestyle, and you'll feel great being plant-based. And by saying that, I don't mean plant-based 100%. You could be 80, 90% plant-based. But like, look, if you're doing 50% plants to animals, you're doing it wrong, right? If you're doing 100% animals, 0% plants, you're doing it wrong. You need to have the overwhelming majority of your plate be plants. And then you can pepper in some animal products if you so choose. I don't recommend it, but if that's what you want, go for it. Progress, not perfection. Questions, comments, concerns, ryan@mainlyplants.com, @mainlyplants on social media, and until next week, which I should be having the mushroom people on. Cross your fingers. Go eat a salad.